Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
A lot of smart people don't feel smart about their money. We have so many questions. Is a prenup a good way to start a marriage? Can I afford my dream home? And how do I leave a legacy for my children? Morgan Stanley has a podcast to help. On What Should I Do With My Money? You can listen in on real people asking the same questions you have and getting helpful answers from experienced financial advisors. Find and follow What Should I Do With My Money to get the answers you need to feel smart about your money.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's talk about a strategy that sounds a little crazy on the surface, losing money to make money. It's called the loss leader strategy. I'm going to teach you how to use it for your business. It is a very powerful tool when wielded correctly, but it's also riddled with pitfalls for people that are uninformed, don't know how to use it, misinterpret it, but when used correctly, it could be massive for your business. Imagine, for example, a chess player sacrificing a pawn to open a path for their queen. That's the loss leader mentality. It's not about the immediate loss. It's about strategic advantage it creates. Loss leaders are products or services that are deliberately sold at a loss to attract customers. The goal isn't to profit from that single item. It's to get customers in the door or on your website where they'll buy other, more profitable things. So let's talk about first the psychology behind the buy. Why do loss leaders work? There's a few reasons. Number one is reciprocity. People feel obligated to reciprocate when they receive something. A great deal triggers this feeling. This makes them more likely to buy additional items. There's also the power of free. And even if it's not technically free, a deeply discounted item feels like a gift. It creates excitement. It creates a sense of urgency. And then there's the halo effect. A great deal on one item makes your entire brand seem more appealing and more affordable. Now, I know people listening to this have a whole bunch of different kinds of businesses. So I think the easiest way to help you understand how a loss leader works is through some examples. So I'll go through some examples now. I'll go through some examples later, but just to sort of frame what it looks like in businesses. So Amazon, for example, their Kindle devices are often sold at or near cost. So the real money comes from ebooks, audiobooks, and subscriptions you buy later. For Costco, their famous $1.50 hot dog and soda combo is a classic loss leader. This gets you in the store where you'll inevitably load up your cart with more items. And software companies do this all the time. So anytime you've used a free trial or a basic plan at a massive discount, the hope is that you're going to upgrade to a paid plan once you're hooked. This is called freemium. So there's a whole bunch of different ways you can use loss leaders. Now, when should you play the loss leader card in your business? Because the loss leader strategy isn't for every business or every product. It is most effective when you have a strong ecosystem. You need other profitable products or services to offset the loss. If your customer acquisition cost is high, if it's expensive to get new customers, a loss leader can be a cost-effective way to attract them. And if you're building a brand, loss leaders can create a ton of buzz and excitement around your brand. See, the bottom line is that loss leading and using a loss leader strategy, it's a bold move. It does require some careful planning, which we'll get into, a deep understanding of your customers and a willingness to play the long game. But when done right, it's a powerful tool that can drive customer acquisition, boost sales, and elevate your brand. So before I go into the tactics behind how to set up a loss leading product in your company or your business, I want to do a couple more examples and case studies of loss leaders that have worked well, loss leaders that have struggled, and loss leaders that have straight up failed. So good strategies, bad strategies, and downright ugly strategies. So let's start with some good strategies. First example is Gillette, the razor and blade model. This is the OG loss leader strategy. Gillette sells razors at a low price or sometimes even gives them away, knowing that the real profit lies in the replacement blades you're going to buy over time. It's super simple. It's incredibly effective. It has been replicated in various industries. This is where that strategy started. Amazon Prime Day, this annual shopping extravaganza, is a masterclass in loss leader marketing. Amazon offers huge discounts on select items. It drives massive traffic to the site. And while they may lose money on those individual sales, they more than make up for it with increased Prime memberships and the purchases of other products. And IKEA's Swedish meatballs. Yes, those delicious meatballs are a loss leader. They're priced low to entice you into the store's maze-like layout where you'll inevitably pick up a few or a dozen other items on your way out. Now, let's talk about some bad loss leader strategies, some strategies that kind of missed the mark. So JCPenney's fair and square pricing. In 2012, JCPenney ditched their constant sales and coupons in favor of everyday low prices. Customers hated it. They missed the thrill of the hunt and the feeling of getting a great deal. The strategy was a colossal failure. It led to a significant drop in sales and the eventual firing of a CEO. This is a very interesting lesson. Loss leaders have to be positioned properly so they feel like a discount. It cannot feel like everyday business is running as usual and those are just the prices, because then you're just going to make less money and you miss the psychological effect. Another loss leader strategy that misses the mark are the Black Friday doorbusters. So doorbusters can drive traffic. It's when you put on a massive sale on Black Friday, but they often attract bargain hunters who are only interested in deeply discounted items and they don't buy anything else because Black Friday is synonymous with deep discounts. So this can lead to a lot of foot traffic traffic, but not a lot of profit. Now let's talk about not just the good and the bad, but the ugly. Where did loss leader strategy go really, really wrong? So the $1 burger, fast food chains, there's been several, have experimented with selling burgers for $1. So it sounds tempting, but the profit margins become so thin that it's difficult to make any money. Plus, the low price starts to devalue the brand and attract customers who are only interested in cheap food. Now, the difference between a dollar burger and what's happening at IKEA or Costco is the main product that the loss leader is leading to is not devalued. So if you go to Costco, the hot dog is cheap, but you expect to spend money other places. If you go to IKEA, the meatballs are cheap, but all the furniture is regular price. Now you can make an argument that Costco is already a little bit cheaper because you buy in bulk, and IKEA is already a little bit cheaper than Restoration Hardware. But the point is, you are not devaluing the rest of your product and the customers that have grown to love your brand. You are just using one particular part of your business as a loss leader. And for a $1 burger, when you go to eat, you're not going out for a $1 burger and then looking to upsell into a $10 burger, which can happen at Costco and IKEA. You're just getting a burger. You don't need five lunches all at once, right? So it gets people in the door with a $1 burger, but they just buy that, then they leave. That's no good. The loss leader has to encourage additional business. Another huge mistake that people make with loss leader strategy is free shipping with no minimum purchase. Free shipping is fine, but no minimum purchase is a big deal. It's a big issue. This can be a great way when you include free shipping. It can be a great way to incentivize purchases, but it can also backfire if you don't manage it properly because the cost of shipping for consumer goods outweighs the profit margin on the items being sold. This can eat into your bottom line. So it's great if you deploy this strategy in hopes of them buying additional product or service or becoming a lifelong customer, but make sure that your loss leader is not destroying your whole business. So the key takeaways are, don't underestimate the power of psychology. Loss leaders tap into your deepest desires for a bargain and a feeling of winning. But you have to choose your loss leaders carefully. Not every product is a good candidate. You want to focus on items that drive traffic to other more profitable offerings or services or products, and don't get caught in a race to the bottom. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. So low prices can be attractive, but they can also devalue your brand and attract the wrong kind of customers. So just be careful. Now, let's talk numbers. This is where the rubber meets the road and your strategic decisions to implement a loss leader can turn into real tangible profits or losses. Many entrepreneurs mistakenly focus solely on the discount when pricing a loss leader, but the real math is more nuanced. It involves a couple different pieces. So first, you have to know your gross profit margin. This is the profit you make on each item after deducting the cost of goods sold, or COGS. Second is the customer lifetime value. This is the total profit you expect to make from a customer throughout their relationship with your business. Third is the basket size. This is the average number of items a customer purchases in a single transaction. And lastly is the conversion rate. This is the percentage of customers who make a purchase after being exposed to your loss leader. Here's the formula. It's simplified, but this gets you started. So the exact calculation can get complex, but I just want you to start to think this way. Your loss leader price equals your COGS, cost of goods sold, minus, and think in brackets, remember your math from high school or grade school or whenever we did complex equations. So COGS minus in brackets, CLTV times basket size times conversion rate. So loss leader price is equal to COGS minus in brackets CLTV times basket size times conversion rate. And remember, COGS is cost of goods sold. CLTV is customer lifetime value. Basket size is average number of items a customer purchases. And conversion rate is percentage of customers who make a purchase. This formula helps you estimate the maximum price you can set for your loss leader while still expecting to make a profit over time. So here's an example. Let's say you sell high-end coffee beans. Your gross profit margin is 50%. Your average CLTV is $500. Your basket size is 2. And your conversion rate for your loss leader promotions is 10%. Using the formula, your maximum loss leader price would be, so for example, loss leader price equals $10. That's your COGS minus in brackets, $500 times 2 times 0.10 equals $0. So in this case, you could theoretically give away the coffee beans for free and still expect to make a profit from the additional purchases customers make over time. But there are important considerations, so you have to figure out the time factor. How long will it take to recoup your losses? Some loss leaders pay off quickly. Others require a longer-term view. You have to think about the opportunity cost. So what else could you be doing with the resources that you're investing in the loss leader? Are there more profitable alternatives? And also the competitive landscape. How are your competitors using loss leaders? Are you setting yourself up for a price war? Loss leader pricing isn't a guessing game. It is a strategic calculation that requires careful consideration of your financials, your customer behavior, and market dynamics. Don't just throw out a random discount and hope for the best. Do the math, test, and iterate until you find a sweet spot that maximizes your ROI. And by the way, just for the record, the reason why in this particular coffee example you can give product away for free is because your cost of goods sold is so insignificant compared to your customer lifetime value. So it makes sense to do this to convert customers that are worth $500 if you're only having to put up $10 in COGS for that $500 acquisition down the road. But again, do this math and it will play out differently depending on all these different variables that are very unique and bespoke to your business. Now, let's translate all of this into action. Here is a step-by-step guide to implementing a loss leader strategy that doesn't just attract customers, but builds a loyal following and drives long-term profitability. Phase 1, laying the groundwork. You want to choose your weapon. Not every product is destined to be a loss leader. You want to select items that are high demand, so they need to be enticing enough to draw customers in, complementary. Ideally, they should lead customers to purchase other more profitable items in your ecosystem and high margin adjacent products. So ensure that you have other products or services with healthy profit margins to offset the loss. You have to know your numbers. You have to crunch those figures, calculate your COGS, your CLTV, your basket size, your conversion rate, use the formula we just discussed, or there's a lot of more sophisticated models to determine your maximum loss leader price. And then again, you want to set some clear goals. What do you want to achieve with your loss leader? Increased foot traffic, new customer acquisition, brand awareness. Define your objectives up front so you can measure success. Phase two, launching your loss leader. So first, you got to create a compelling offer. You don't just slap a discount on your product and call it a day. Craft a marketing strategy that highlights the value and the urgency of your offer. Use strong visuals, persuasive language, and a clear call to action. You're going to start to promote it. So if you do this and you don't promote it, no one's going to know about it. You don't want to limit yourself to a single platform. You're going to spread the word across all of your marketing channels, email, social media, paid, in-store promotions. Get creative. Think outside the box. People have to know about it for it to work. And then track your metrics. Don't just set it and forget it. Monitor your sales data, website traffic, customer acquisition costs. Track how many loss leader customers are purchasing additional items and how much they're spending. Of course, you've done your math and you've done your homework. You still have to make sure it's working. And phase three, iterating and optimizing. You want to start to analyze the results. Are you hitting your goals? Is your loss leader attracting the right kind of customer? Are they buying other products as you expected? Dive into the data and identify areas for improvement. Then don't be afraid to adjust. Don't be afraid to experiment. Tweak your pricing, tweak your messaging, your promotional channels, your marketing strategy. Test different loss leader products to see which one resonates most with your audience. And then scale up or down. If your loss leader is performing well, consider expanding it to other products or services. If it's not delivering the desired result, don't be afraid to pull the plug. Try a different approach. Here's a couple bonus tips. Offer your loss leader as part of a bundle with more profitable items. This is used a lot. This can be used to increase the perceived value of the offer and encourage larger purchases. You want to create a sense of urgency, so use limited time offers or flash sales to create a sense of urgency and drive immediate action. This is what JCPenney didn't do. You don't want it to feel like this is just the new price and there's no urgency and you devalue your brand. And lastly, upsell and cross-sell. Train your sales team to identify opportunities to upsell or cross-sell additional products to customers who purchased your loss leader. If you don't have a sales team, say you have an e-com store, include it in an email sequence that now that you've bought this product, have an automated email go out that says, you can now purchase this ancillary product or adjacent product or complementary product. So identify upsell and cross-sell opportunities that make sense because that's how you're actually going to use the loss leader to generate profit for your business. So let's just wrap this up. The loss leader strategy is a very powerful tool. It's not a magic bullet. It requires careful planning, careful execution, continuous optimization. But when done right, it can be a game changer for your business. It can drive growth, it can build loyalty, and it can boost your bottom line. Remember, the loss leader strategy is not about losing. It's about winning the long game. So go out there, do the math, make bold moves, and watch your business thrive. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.